As part of Teacher Appreciation Week, I'm visiting with Matt Alley. He's McCook Central's superintendent. Matt, thanks for joining us today. And this has been quite an experience, I would think, for school districts everywhere in dealing with a pandemic. How did McCook Central do?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. And I would say we did very well. It was challenging in the beginning, but working with our staff and being flexible, following the guidance of input from our community and what was being laid forth by the health professionals, we were able to stay here in the building and keep kids in school and keep things as normal as possible. Obviously, that's within reason, but it was really a challenge, but I think we did a good job, thanks to our staff, of keeping kids here.
How important is it to have kids in person and in school rather than remote learning?
It's very important, and we learned that, you know, many times at home, there are parents are working, they're doing a variety of things. Some of our students have to help their brothers and sisters, and really the resources aren't there, the support's not there that a classroom teacher and our staff can provide. And so having kids here to answer questions and help them through some of those difficult things that they're working on is very vital. We knew that having kids here was a very important thing, but I think the pandemic, I think distance learning from last year and even some of it this year really taught us that it's imperative that we have kids here in the school building with us.
And, of course, this is a first time for everything when you think about it. It's not every day that a pandemic hits not only school districts but the entire state. What kind of adjustments did your teachers make to make this happen?
It's the first time for everybody. It's my first time as a superintendent, and I'll tell you, in some ways it was difficult to maneuver. In some ways it made it easy because I got to focus on and lean on the support of others just going through it as well. The teachers really had to adapt lessons and things, and they really had to do a lot of front loading with the students when we first had them come in the fall, because we knew at a moment's notice we might transition to online learning. And so really ensuring that kids understand how to access materials and do that, but then also planning ahead and making sure that we are teaching all of the steps that we need to make sure kids have so that they're set up for success if they have to be independent. And again, we've learned a lot about the importance of being here, but more so the importance of being prepared for anything and then being ready for everything.
What role did community support play in your success?
Our community is fantastic over here in Salem, and one of the things that when we talk to people here in Salem or even our folks over in Spencer, we really listened to what they were, their concerns that they had for having the kids back in the building. We also listened to the things that they were hoping that we would maintain. And through that support and guidance and the feedback that we received from them, I think we were able to mesh a very uncertain circumstance, a very uncertain situation with a pandemic and what the health professionals were telling us, and then really look for those opportunities to make the school year feel as normal as possible. And I think we were able to accomplish that.
What role did parental support play?
Along the same lines, I think our parents were very understanding. There were many times when I would have a parent on the phone and we would be sending a student that's a close contact home, and their flexibility. What we started with in the fall were some different guidelines, as many of us are familiar with, that, you know, I was sending kids home for 14 days in the beginning, and then we went down to 10, and knowing that things were changing so rapidly and that it wasn't us internally just deciding we're gonna make it more confusing, and we tried to communicate that. But our parents were very supportive and very understanding through this, and at the end of the day, they were willing to do just about anything to ensure that their kids were getting to come to the building and get to participate in the activities and the athletics that we offer.
How did the students work into this?
Well, the students, that's probably the group that adapts the easiest, many times adults are the hardest people to train, and kids can adjust as needed. I think we all joke about it. I think probably you, I, when we were younger, and many of it, we thought, hey, getting out of school, you know, maybe wouldn't that be great if you just didn't have to go at all? And I think last spring really demonstrated to them that they wanted to be around their peers, they wanted to be around their friends, and they look for those learning opportunities with the adults that we have here. Our students were very adaptive, and they were willing to do whatever they needed to do. When we asked them to, if it was to wear a mask on one of our buses for activities, if it was space around the classroom, if it was to take some extra precautionary steps, the students were willing to do that because they wanted to be here and they want to have what we would say is a normal school year. And so they were very open to anything we suggested.
What do you feel was a major thing that you folks learned throughout this pandemic?
I think it's really an appreciation for all of the things we do. In schools, many times we can get burdened down, and it's fresh on my mind because we're just coming off prom. And I think there was many times that we take for granted some of those things. They almost become, oh, I got to go to another game. Oh, you know, I got to prepare for this. Oh, I got kids coming in the classroom. And I do think every once in a while in life, you need a reminder. Now, I don't necessarily know if we needed this reminder of a pandemic, but I think it was an important reminder. I had many parents thank me over this past weekend that we had a normal prom and that we are trying to get back to that. And so I really do believe that it's an appreciation for the work of many of our people, whether it be people in our community that hold various jobs. But obviously, the educators really felt a lot of support from the public. And I do think that we look at the events and activities and the day-to-day things we do in a different light, ironically, thanks to the pandemic.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would just like to say, you know, our educators, our teachers, and in conjunction with our community and our parents, along with obviously our students, were all very supportive, very cooperative. Yes, we had some bumps along the way, and there were some very difficult days. But I was just talking to our board and everybody. We're almost there. We're almost to the finish line, and we're going to look back on this the time in our lives, and it's going to be one of those events that we'll never stop talking. But I'll tell you what, I cannot thank everybody's willingness just to do whatever we asked them. It was hard. It was hard work. And again, we're taking the information that we learned, and we're hopefully going to apply it to what we do in the future. But the biggest thing is just I appreciate their work, and I think every single one of us appreciates what we do to educate students here at McCook Central.
And my guest today has been McCook Central Superintendent Matt Alley here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.